Ladies need a place where they can share and gain insights on everything from family and work to sex and relationships. That's exactly what this podcast is all about. Welcome to Girls Love Talk with Taylor Marie.
Yo, yo, what's up, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of Girls Love Talk podcast with your host, Taylor Marie. Ladies, it feels so good to be back. Oh my gosh. It's been like 2 weeks since the episode has been dropped. It felt like even longer than that. I hope it hasn't been. But y'all who are active listeners out there to the podcast, y'all already know that I've been blabbing the whole damn summer about my husband and I are moved to Texas. And it finally happened. So we've been here about 5 days now. We're loving it. Of course, trying to get used to this damn heat. It's been in the 90s all goddamn week. But, you know, we're loving it. We really are. Can't even complain. The scenery is just gorgeous. So damn big. Our neighborhood. We love our neighborhood. We're in Arlington. If you don't know what Arlington is, it's about 15 minutes away from Dallas. So we're like right in the middle of the Metroplex area, right between Dallas and Fort Worth. Loving it so far, honestly. Honestly, can't even complain. Love our place. Love the area. We near so much stuff. It's just crazy. So, you know, everything has been going pretty good. Can't even complain. And we've just been getting used to it, you know, going around, seeing where everything is, checking out places. Today we went swimming, got our, you know, Texas license plates and, you know, all that good stuff, handling business, you know, furnishing our new place. And what did I do? I checked out where my job is going to be at and everything. Did the little routes. Because y'all not here. Y'all Texans might know. But anybody else who's not from here, baby. Traffic is... It's no joke, okay? Like, it's a lot. You're going to have to get on the highway, okay? So, if you don't like highways at all, then I don't know what to tell you. But, yeah. So, I was just practicing my little routes and shit. Checking out the areas because I was just like, let me try to get used to this. I don't got to go back to work until next week. So I've been enjoying my time off, y'all. But anyway, enough about myself. Hopefully everybody out there has been having some good weeks too. Hopefully today was good for y'all, whether y'all listening to this episode at nighttime, day, whatever. And, yeah, ladies, I wanted to talk about, of course, the cucumber situation again. I got to talk about it again. Only because recently the shit came right back up. And it came back up because, of course, the rapper Trouble, he had a pool party. And this time, Lucci Ass was hosting. He was one of the hosts of the pool party. Now on the flyer it didn't say cucumber party, but of course, I mean, y'all have to know, like, his last party had the cucumber suckers and, you know, the motherfuckers there and shit. So I mean, it's, you only knew it was gonna happen again. But I wanted to talk about it because it was a big ass debate again, and this time it was a big debate because his girlfriend Alexis Sky was one of the hosts too, Trouble, and she was right along with him, you know what I mean, like encouraging the ladies who was, you know, having the cucumber contest. I guess they won money. The winner would win money if they was like the best at it. And she actually went so far as to stick one inside of a girl's pussy. Okay, yeah, she did that. You might want to look on Instagram if you just feel like seeing that. You're nasty. But, yeah, so I wanted to talk about that because it just sparked another fucking debate about, okay, any woman who supports that, you're trifling, you're trash. Like, a lot of people was coming at her hard. And then you have women saying, well, what's wrong with that? She didn't do anything wrong. You had girls saying how, okay, well, the girl she did that to is actually a porn star, so it's not that big deal of a deal. It's not like she violated the woman or anything like that. So you had a lot of, you know, you have a big debate. And of course, Trouble was saying, like, you know, some of y'all mamas was freaks back in the day at Freaknik and this, that. Back at the cucumber shit. I gotta say this. Here's what I gotta say about this. I don't feel like... That's crazy. I don't know. Let me see. It is degrading, of course, because it... But you know what? I'll say this. It's like I can say it's degrading, but I can't. It's degrading because of how y'all literally putting all this shit on camera and shit. You know what I mean? Like, just putting it out there. Like, the shit can be seen on any on social media. And it's all, you know, it's kids on social media. It's, you know what I mean? So, I'll say that part is degrading, you know. But sex and doing freaky shit, that's not really a degrading thing. Because, I mean, we're adults here. And let's not front like adults don't be doing freak nasty shit. It's degrading because it's being done publicly. I'll say that. As far as the Alexis Sky shit, y'all back up off her. Y'all know I don't look at very beautiful girl, but I don't look at her as classy anyway. You know what I mean? If you look at her track record, it's not like she's just been a goody two shoes anyway, so it ain't really a surprise to me. I think she's just like a girl who's really down to earth and really just kind of like, you know, free spirited, like, hey, let's do it, whatever, we kicking it, we having fun. So I don't know. I just feel like she only getting bashed because people were able to see it on video. But the people who were there at the party obviously didn't give a damn. Obviously, they was with the shit and they was in support of her participating in it. And she was a host of the party, so it wasn't like, you know what I mean? Obviously, she was down with the shit. And I wanted to talk about it too because, again, Lucci asked, got caught up in some shit. Well, he ain't never even say nothing, but everybody got on Lil Reginae ass again about it, because guess what? She was one of the main people last time, y'all know, expressing her disappointment in anybody who's in support of the fucking bitches sucking on cucumbers thing. She made a whole damn PSA about, you know, how she thought it was disgusting, and anybody who, you know, fuck with that, she ain't dealing with them, and it's trifling, it's dirty, blah blah blah. But what do you know? Everybody got a video of her on there, you know, tipping through the party with a damn bottle of Hennessy, you know, with a big ass Kool-Aid smile on her face, swimsuit and all. And of course, everybody got on her because they like, what is she doing there? Or whatnot, you know, why is she there? Oh, she a hypocrite, she's stupid, she over there chasing around Lucci, she only there because of that. And, you know, of course, a lot of people had her back. A lot of people on Twitter was, you know, coming back like, well, y'all need to let her live, she grown, this is that. She 20, but she about to turn 21, so y'all need to stop acting like y'all ain't go to no parties and drink before y'all was 21, and blah, blah, blah. Y'all act like y'all ain't never been, you know, follow no dude around or whatever. And then she made her little response, of course, later, like the day after, saying like how she admit she was there, but only she was only there. She wasn't there to, like, be a part of the cucumber shit. She was just there to spy on Lucci, and she admit that she have been kind of, you know, doing silly shit for a man, and she ain't gonna do that no more, and thank you to her supporters, but F the hating hoes, and, you know, just little shit like that. But my whole thing with Regina is. And I hate how people are constantly saying, like, she's just a kid. She's young. Because she said that, too. I'm young. I'm still learning, blah, blah, blah. Y'all don't act like y'all ain't never, you know, spied on no dude. This is that. Here's my thing with her. Because a lot of people got this thing that Regina is being picked on. I feel like that, but I feel like that to a certain extent, okay? I feel like she one of those people who talk a good game, but she just ain't really about, you know, about that tough exterior is not real. You know what I mean? Like, because she always end up backtracking and shit. And shit that she say or do. Okay, you sit up here and just, you know, you just diss the cucumber thing, this is that. But then you end up at the party. Now, whether you was there to spy on him or not, either way, it just made you look bad. I mean, you wasn't, baby, you can't be no spy. You got on a full-blown, colorful-ass swimsuit. Then on top of that, you're known. You know what I mean? Like, you kind of up there in a celebrity status. So, you can't spy. You walking through there with a damn bottle of liquor with your friends who are also known too. You know, you had Zanique with her, T.I.'s stepdaughter. So it was just like, you just kind of made yourself look foolish. And she's right. A lot of other chicks have before too. So it ain't like people can just act like, oh my God, she's so stupid. I could never do that. That never been me. You're right on that point. But the thing was, is it's like, baby girls, you wanted to go and kick it. You wanted to go and kick it. Just say, oh yeah, I was there to party, but I wasn't there for the cucumber shit. All right, you could have just said that, but I just feel like she just always make herself look bad by trying to over explain shit. It is what it is. If you grown and you do what you want, blah blah blah, stick to that, stand on that. But the whole, once you try to give people explanations and I'm this and this is that, that's when you really just stress your damn self out. And the whole following Lucci thing around, I just feel like, dude, I like Lucci as an artist, but as a person, I felt like he, as a guy, I feel like he a scrub, you know, typical fuckboy, constantly in some shit, but definitely wouldn't want his girl to be in some shit. Like, wouldn't even put up with nobody who constantly in some bullshit. He was at the last little cucumber party, and now you the fucking host. So I feel like, again, this is where I feel like with Regina, my problem with her is the front and shit. You talking about you ain't know that's what was gonna be going on. This man is the host in at trouble other party, or I don't even know if the other party where they was doing the little cucumber bullshit was trouble party, but they was, them two, him and Lucci was together, and they was at a party where that shit was going on. So, what else, I mean, what? I feel like it was pretty obvious that that was gonna be going down. And plus, Trouble had been promoting the party, like, for weeks, and saying that he was doing a cucumber challenge contest. Okay, so it's just kind of like, just stop with the front, girl. Just stop fronting. No, we know you wasn't there to do the shit, but, you know what I mean? If you wanted to go there and kick it, you wanted to go there and kick it, do a little spy. Cool, you done told your little business that you was there to spy on them. We have to know that. You could have just been like, yeah, I was there, but no, I wasn't there for the damn cucumber shit. Period. She frustrated her damn self. But now that you let everybody know that you was there spying on him, of course, everybody gonna start picking with you on that. Oh, she dumb. Look at her following a nigga around. Blah, blah, blah. But anyway, that girl, she got to learn. But as far as that whole cucumber bullshit again thing, yes, it's degrading because it's like, y'all acting like, you know, I just feel like it's animalistic behavior. Like, it's just some wild-ass shit that y'all doing. But I do feel like shit like that, if it's going to be done, it's like, okay, cool. As long as there's people 18 and up there, or 21 and up, would be better. But I feel like the only reason people go crazy about it is because it can be publicly seen. People was posting it on their Instagrams and shit. But had that shit not been posted, motherfuckers wouldn't have been caring because they wouldn't have known. That's how I feel about it. As far as the lady letting Alexis Scott stick the damn cucumber in her, do I feel like because she's a porn star, it makes it okay? I won't say it's okay as in, yeah, that's cool. I just say it's okay as in, it's what she's used to. She's used to real dicks being put in her, random ones. So a vegetable ain't shit to her. You know, that's just the facts. But for us, it's like, that's nasty, right? You know what I mean? Because you're in a crowd of people or whatnot. But again, I do get where people are coming from. This is her profession. So for her, she's thinking, hey, this is more exposure for me. She ended up winning the damn contest. And she was actually the one who asked. She put on her live that she asked Alexis Scott to do it. So, you know, y'all need to come up off of Alexis about that. If she's just down with the freak shit, she down with the freak shit. A lot of these celebrities and known entertainers or whatever y'all want to call them, Instagram models or whatnot, public influencers or whatnot, they are freak. So it is what it is. Like, hey, let's just, you know, if you ain't with the shit, you ain't with the shit. Say what you feel and just know that people gonna still do what the fuck they want to do. That's my take on that whole cucumber bullshit. I got a quote that I read earlier. It was a meme, and I just wanted to share with y'all because I really felt it. Y'all know y'all be seeing some shit all the time online that you see and you read it and you like, ooh, I felt that or that. You know what I mean? Like, ooh, that touched me, or I can relate to that. And it goes, loyalty and respect goes both ways. If they don't return it, then they don't deserve it. Amen. Amen to that, okay? Not everyone deserves your loyalty and respect. If they don't fit the criteria, then it's a wrap. I can't agree with that anymore. It's true, because I'm the type of person where I'm going to give you respect right off the bat, just for being a human being. You know what I mean? Just that common courtesy, common respect, okay? In general. But when you fuck that up, you fuck that up, okay? And if you can't respect me, then I can't respect you. Why? Not because I'm childish, not because I'm petty, but because you don't deserve it, okay? So that's just like, man. Just speaking, like, I ain't gonna lie. Here go a small thing that is small to some people, but it's big to me. Saying excuse me or thank you, or a person holding the door for you, or, you know, not letting it smash your damn finger or hit you in the back of the head or something. Stuff like that. You can't do that. That's gonna irritate the fuck out of me. And I ain't gonna lie. The past couple times I done been in Walmart here, I couldn't help but notice, and I'm not even a complaining person. People got a huge issue with saying excuse me. They want to brush past you or cut in front of you. Like, baby, if I'm in your way or you walking faster than I am, then you need to say excuse me. I will gladly let you pass. You're going to get a way better reaction than brushing fucking shoulders with me, bumping me, cutting in front of my damn cart, and, you know. So that's one of the perfect examples. And I know a lot of people out there feel the same way. It's shit like that where it's just like, no. As far as loyalty, definitely. You definitely ain't. You don't deserve it if you ain't got no loyalty. And a lot of y'all don't. Y'all change on people like it ain't nothing with no problem. And when I say change up on people, I don't mean like just regular change, because change happens with us. We're supposed to change. I'm talking about the change up as in one day we cool and then the next day you talking shit about me. Like that type of shit. You have no loyalty. You don't really give a fuck about me. That type of loyalty. And y'all should be the same way. It is what it is. Now, another topic I wanted to talk about was NBA Youngboy. I always feel like, okay, yeah, I did say his name wrong. Right. I always feel like, is it Youngboy NBA or NBA Youngboy? I think it's NBA Youngboy. But He was recently asked in a little interview by a little reporter, you know, how did Nipsey Hussle, his death, affect him as a man, as a father? Like, you know, did it give him a different outlook on life or anything like that? And he basically said, what did he say? He said something like, I can't show fake love, but, you know, prayers goes out to his family. Or, you know, he said something to that extent. And a lot of people was feeling like, oh, that's disrespectful. That's rude. It's bogus. It's out of order. He ain't had to be like that. These, you know, these young dudes, they just disrespectful. I feel like this. First of all, with the reporter part, I don't even know how they got on that. But maybe she felt the need to bring that up because, hey, he's a rapper. You're a rapper. You know, of course, a lot of people did feel some type of way about Nipsey's death, especially being the type of person he was. So maybe that's why she felt like asking him. But anyway, as far as his response, I mean, I don't feel like it was like the nicest response. But at the same time, he probably felt like, I don't know this guy, or, you know what I mean? That's just kind of like a random question. And then on top of that, if you know, like I know a lot about the music industry and rap and, you know, all of the other little bullshit like gangs and all of that. Young boy, if I'm not mistaken, I want to say he's a Blood. And then everybody know Nipsey was a Crip. So, hello. There. You know what I mean? He's not gonna... His loyalty lies with another, you know what I mean, organization. So he's not going to necessarily be like, oh, fuck that nigga, this. But he's not going to be, you know what I mean? I just feel like he's going to watch his words. And this is what it is. And I get what he was saying about the show fake love part, because a lot of people do that. A lot of people wait until something happened to somebody, whether it's a good or bad. And it could be good or bad, because a lot of people wait until people blow up to show love and it be fake. And a lot of people wait till something bad happened to you, like you get into a horrible accident or you die, to show love. And that's fake. Oh, excuse me, y'all. So it's really... You know, it's understood to me where he was coming from with it. It wasn't like, I mean, you can't really ask somebody something and expect them to have, you know, be expecting them to have a certain answer. Or you can expect it, but at the same time, they're themselves and you are you. You can't control what somebody else's thoughts are. And I feel like he was just keeping it real. It's not like he was close to Nipsey or anything like that, but at least he didn't say anything disrespectful. You know what I'm saying? That's how I look at it. So I don't feel like he was wrong about that. Now let's get into some celebrity news, y'all. Meg Thee Stallion, she has recently dropped a song with Nicki Minaj and Ty Dolla $ign. It's called Hot Girl Summer. No, I have not listened to it yet. I have not even listened to it yet. And why? I don't know. I do not know. It'd be taking me forever to go ahead and download some shit. But when I do, I go on like a whole little fucking binge. Like, I just get to downloading hella shit. But I ain't even going to listen to it yet. So y'all have to tell me how it is. Or I probably go and listen to it before I get told about it anyway. But a lot of people been waiting on that and was just so happy about it, especially considering the fact that y'all know in the female rap game right now, it's just considered dog eat dog. Like, everybody is against each other and everybody on the outside looking in, as far as like fan wise, is pushing for there to be beef with rapper to rapper. So to see something like that is great, especially in regards to Nicki Minaj, especially in regards to her, because we all know she got this, well, for, to each his own with the opinions. But for me, I feel like Nikki, she got this thing where she feels like I'm the queen of the queens and everybody needs to kiss my ass. I do feel like that. But, you know, for her to be able to work with somebody who's new and they just vibe right, it's what's up. I did see that they were on live together maybe like a week ago. I did watch that live. And that was cool just to see them two complimenting each other and just talking about shit and talking about, you know, unity and everything. It was just good. They had hella people on that live too. I think it was like damn near a million people, it seemed like. But that's what's up. I can't wait to listen to it. And I hope it's good. I hate when people get together, two people get together that whose music you like and it ain't really, it's a song that you kind of like, yeah, they could have did better on. I really hate that. In other celebrity news, you got R. Kelly ass. And I'm getting so tired of seeing his damn name in these headlines. I really am, because it's just always something bad. It's always something bad. And I feel like at this point, y'all need to come up, get this case going and over with. They saying it's going, but it's just all over the place. He getting charges from fucking here to fucking New Zealand. Okay, so I don't know. Now, he has reportedly, of course, been charged with some more charges. These ones is sex crimes. Allegedly, he paid a teenage girl for sexual contact. And I think they said this happened in Minnesota. And this is just too fucking wild. I don't know how this is going to turn. I don't know if he going to be like Cosby or what. But at this point, it's very much safe to say he's definitely getting some time. He's not coming out of this like how he did with that last case. That's not happening. It's way too much shit. It's way too much stuff I'm hearing and seeing about. It's supposed to be all these fucking tapes out here. People who testifying against him. I heard that the girl who was in the original fucking piss video back in the day is supposed to be testifying. It's just all types of stuff. So I still don't be knowing what's believable and what's not. But I do know that his ass is going down. Let's just say that. I do know that he going down, and that's just what it is. Lamar Odom, he is dating again, which is so nice to see. He actually has a girlfriend. I'm sorry, he's not dating. He has a girlfriend, and that is nice to see. That really is, because I don't know about anybody else, but I really got tired of seeing him in that stage. Like, it really sucked to see somebody go from being a professional basketball player to a fucking drug addict who almost kill himself and all types of shit. It was bad, and a lot of people was bashing him about the whole Khloe shit. I'm pretty sure they did have a toxic relationship, very unhealthy, but I just feel like everybody ran to her side but not to his, and everybody just kind of, you know, treated him like shit. And so to see him back in good health and to see him actually with the love life again, it looks good. Okay, so shout out to Lamar on that. Hopefully everything goes good with that. And she's a sister. Okay, no disrespect to the mixed ladies or to the Caucasians or anybody like that, but yeah, I don't know. I'm just saying, hey, that just let you know he's trying something new. Rapper Young Miami from City Girls. Y'all know her from the City Girls. It's Young Miami. It's Young Miami, and I can't remember my sex. My husband is so funny. He know how to do her voice super good. Like, he be tripping off how funny she sound. But anyway, she was recently shot at, like, while she was driving her G-Wagon from the studio. They say she was coming from the studio and somebody shot up her car. And that was really sad because, I mean, first of all, this is a female. Second of all, this is a female who's pregnant. Like, I think Young Miami is only like 24, 25. So she's like my age. And so that's just fucked up. I mean, but age, whatever, female, gender, what, it don't even matter. The fact somebody would do that is just fucked up. So, yeah, the prayers goes out to her. I am hearing that she is okay. She did put out a statement saying that, you know, thank you everybody for their sympathy and, you know, prayers and everything, and that her and her baby was fine. So, you know, that's what's up. To see that, I really am glad that she's okay. That's a fucked up world out here, man. It really is. Like, people just are reckless and have no fucking care for life. Like, it's just, they have no care for life. And then you got Ciara. She was just recently named creative director for Nike and Jordan's fall kids line at a Finish Line. So shout out to Ciara for yet another accomplishment. Y'all need to really give her flowers, for real. That young lady right there is, she's lit. Like, she's just a dope person. I don't care what nobody say about her. Y'all try to talk shit about her. I don't know why people be talking about her. I feel like anytime people talk about Ciara, it's like to talk about some old shit, like her relationship with Future, which is non-existent because she's not with him. That's the father of her child, and that's just that on that. People get mad at anything with her. So shout out to Ciara. I'm glad that she still doing her thing, and she's just keep on fucking leveling up, as her song says. Wale, y'all, he has been getting a lot of attention because he said on Twitter that he is one of the greatest rappers of all time. I feel like he ain't wrong for saying that. I mean, why wouldn't you say great things about yourself? And I do feel like he is. I mean, he ain't say he was the best rapper of all time. He said he's one of them. And that's fair to say. And, you know, a lot of the artists been going crazy about that. You know, just talking about how good they are, especially since recently some list came out, I guess that Ebro created, saying he named all the 50 greatest rappers of all time. He had number 1, Jay-Z, 2, Nas, 3, Joe Budden, 4, Styles P, 5, Black Thought, 6, Fabulous, 7, Jadakiss, 8, Biggie, 9, Ghostface, 10, Kendrick, and it's 50 of them. I ain't gonna name all of them, but, you know, those are just a few to name some. And a lot of people had me cracking up because they was wondering why the fuck Joe Budden was on here. But I always used to hear that Joe Budden was just a great rapper, so maybe he is. I never tapped into his music like that. All I know is Pump, Pump, Pump It Up. And that song he had with Marcus Houston, Up in the Club or Clubbing, whatever. So I don't know, but yeah, Wale threw his little 2 cents on there. He said that he feel like he one of the greatest rappers of all time, and I love Wale. Okay, that man is a true artist. He is truly talented. You can hear it in his rhymes. Definitely poetic. Like, he just, you know, I definitely feel like he's a little underrated. But at the same time, a lot of people do appreciate his music. So he ain't that underrated. But, you know, shout out to Wale, y'all. Shout out to him. And also, you got Queen Latifah. They gave her a role in The Little Mermaid. Yes. So she's going to be Ursula, which is going to be awesome. And that's nice to see another, you know, melanin queen in a Disney remake. So that's going to be really nice. I'm really appreciating that. And I can't wait to see it. Like I said, I loved Lion King. I really did. A lot of people had their complaints about it. But for me, it was what it was. It was good. I don't know why y'all would want to see cartoon again, considering the fact that the original was cartoon. But, you know, that's just what it is. So that's all we got for some celebrity news today. Of course, ladies, y'all know how to find y'all celebrity news. Y'all know y'all can go on Instagram. Y'all know y'all can go on Facebook. I don't even know if they still got media takeout, but y'all remember media takeout back in the day? But yeah, you got TMZ. Yeah, TMZ is always around. So it's plenty of ways to get up with y'all celebrities. And I was having the What's Up 414 news. Y'all know that was one of my segments, but I had to switch it out. Considering the fact that your girl is no longer in her hometown anymore. I am not in Milwaukee. I am now in Texas. So I just call this segment What's the News? Okay. And the news I wanted to talk about is, of course, I didn't even feel right without talking about this, was recently, you know, the shootings that's been happening all over the place, all over the U.S. recently, you know, one of them being the one that was here in El Paso, Texas. Really sad, you know, around 10 a.m., a shooter, you know, was at Walmart, in the Cielo Vista Mall out there in El Paso, and, you know, killed 18 people, you know, and even, about 11 that were injured. And so it's just messed up, man. It's really messed up. You know, my prayers go out to the victims out there. And then there was another shooting that took place, mass shooting that took place out there in Dayton, Ohio, earlier on Sunday, and that was just horrible. And that was literally less than 24 hours after the shooting that was in El Paso, Texas, at the Walmart. So it's just really fucking messed up. I just can't believe it. Like, this claimed the lives of 20 people, you know what I mean? Like, crazy. And that shooter right there in Dayton, Ohio, he was pronounced dead as well. So it's just a mess. It is a mess. Like, I don't know what's going on these days in the world. It's just a lot of chaos. I do feel like it's so crazy how just anybody can get their hands on a gun. Anybody can, I mean, it's just so. And we're going to have to see how this play out too. But I feel like it's sad because we already know how it's going to play out. We already know. Like, these are, of course, you know, Caucasian men. I know it was for the Texas one. I'm not too sure about the Dayton, Ohio one. I'm going to have to look that up. But I don't want to hear shit about no mental illness. I don't. You know? I just don't. I don't. It's time we start taking, you know, we start letting people take accountability for their actions. Nobody with a mental illness is, you know, I don't feel like they would be able to do some shit like this. So, the same way y'all can lock people up for years and years on weed and shit, I need y'all to do y'all job on this one. This is just too much. And it's just so sad that people are out here just losing their lives for no reason. For people, you know, somebody just take you out like that. And I'm so grateful for life. And y'all ladies, y'all be careful out there. Y'all protect y'all families, you know, your kids, your friends, you know, check on them, tell them you love them, you know. And please, another thing, please have sympathy for other people. And it's a shame that I gotta say that, but I had to, because a lot of us don't. We'll say, oh, prayers to these people, and then, but we really are some cold-hearted, nasty people where we just don't give a fuck about other people as long, you know, especially if we don't know them. And that needs to stop, because just like that shit just happened to those people who were randomly at the shopping mall or randomly outside, that could happen to you or somebody you know. And it shouldn't be a thing of where it's like, well, I don't know them, so it is what it is. No, fuck that. Y'all need to change your hearts. Seriously. So, again, my prayers, you know, go out to those families and to those victims. It's just such a shame that we have people out here just running freely, who just out here just can do whatever the fuck they want to do, get their hands on guns just easily, and that be that. So, that's my little bit of world news I have for today. Of course, y'all know y'all can, you know, pay attention. Please pay attention. Even if you say you don't like watching the news, because I really don't either. Make sure that y'all are paying attention, because you got to read the newspapers, check the, you know, online Journal Sentinel, whatever y'all, you know, newspaper is called locally, check online Fox 6 or whatever your news channel is, you know, locally, and please just try to stay informed, because you need to. It don't matter how depressing it is, because you always seeing bad stuff. That still is not an excuse to not pay attention. It might just save your life and others' lives too. So make sure y'all staying alert and staying safe out there. Now, of course, we gotta go ahead and get into this, ladies. What y'all think, ladies? Okay, I'm going to read to y'all this scenario. Of course, if you are not an active listener, ladies, what y'all think? It's basically a segment where I read to y'all different scenarios, and then I ask y'all what y'all think about them. And of course, with y'all telling me what y'all think about them, I tell y'all what I think about them first. And y'all let me know on the Girls Love Talk Facebook and Instagram pages. Now, I got a post here. Now, this is a post that a young lady posted on her Facebook. And it basically was some screenshots of her and her baby daddy. And this is what she said first. She said, "The shit my BD say." BD for baby daddy. "The shit my BD say and do, because he mad. Because he mad, I'm living." And y'all, if I pause in between here, it's because, definitely is because the chick, no offense, her grammar was a little messed up. Now, I ain't saying she can't spell, but hey, she was, you know how people, when they mad, they be fucking up spelling. Y'all know how that is. So she said, "The shit my BD say and do, because he mad I'm living my best life. And this man ain't bought his son shit, but out here having more kids on the way. I'm tired of the BS. It's okay for you to live your life, but I can't live mine, bitch ass nigga. I get the job done. Your son straight because of me. And I ask your bitch ass, get him, and you tell me this BS. Fuck you. I hope you die slow, bitch. If you ain't living for your kids, what you living for? Somebody tag this sick bitch." And then she put his name. I'm not gonna say his name. Now, then below, she posted the conversation through text message. Damn. And you know what? This ain't even a good, you know, I got the conversation here, but this is not even a good photo of it. But basically, okay, here's him. She must have asked, like, you know, why you want to get him in green, and then he's in gray. He said, "'Cause I don't want him." Then she says, "But you told me yesterday you had him. Now what? Shake my head. I can't depend on you at all. Shake my head. But you right. Good day." Then he replies, I don't never want him. I told you I'm giving my rights up. I don't want shit to do with you at all. Him included." Then she goes, "Shake my head. You sad folks. For real, for real. What I do?" Then he replied, "And I'll be that good. I don't give a fuck. I don't give no fuck. Good day." Then she texts back, "Can you please get him?" Then he texts back, "No, I'm okay. I don't want him. Why would you force him on me? And I don't want him. Whoever watched him last night while you was at the bar could do it again." Whew, ladies. Y'all definitely got to let me know what y'all think. Please, if y'all are active listeners, or if you are a new listener, please let me know what y'all think about that, because that is sad. That is so sad to see that. Like, that conversation just completely irritated me. Just reading it, because it's fucked up. First of all, I just want to say this, ladies. Like, I can't speak as if I'm a parent, because I know I'm not. But I think a lot of shit is common sense. If somebody is talking like that about your child, you shouldn't even want your child to be around them, because honestly, they might be crazy. You know what I mean? Like, you shouldn't be forcing nobody to try to take care of your kid. Like, that's how a lot of these stories be happening too lately, too, where women dealing with stepdads or friends or family members or even the actual biological dads of these kids is hurting and harming them because they don't fucking like kids or they just got some type of resentment towards the other parent. So to see that man talking like that, that was sick as fuck. So I don't feel like, I feel like he definitely wrong in the situation. That's no fucking if, and, or but, no question about it. He was definitely wrong on that, but I feel like she was wrong for, she wasn't wrong for wanting him to take care of his damn kid, but she was wrong for, to even keep, you know what, scratch that. I'm not even going to call her wrong. I'm just going to say you were making the wrong move by begging somebody to keep your damn child. Somebody talking like that, baby, no. No, somebody who said they never want him, they don't want shit to do with him, none of that, no rights, no nothing. What are you doing wasting your time? Yes, it's fucked up that that the other parent wants, does not want anything to do with their kid. But somebody who's talking like that, honestly, I would think they batshit crazy. And I wouldn't want my child, I would fear for my child to even be around him. I don't give a fuck what you needed to watch him to watch him for. You're going to have to find somebody else. And baby, you're going to have to get daycare. Period. Like, that shit pissed me off. Ugh, that just irritated me reading that. Because one, it's just like, you can tell it's just a toxic ass relationship or you know, just the communication is just terrible. And then a lot of these relationships and stuff, it don't never even be relationships. It be like fucking one night stands turned into parenting. Or, you know, just fuck buddies turned into parents and stuff. So, or, you know what I mean? Like some bullshit from the get-go. So that's why the parenting part never worked. Or just be a motherfucker just turned completely into a whole nother person. Either way, ladies, I cannot stress this enough. If you got somebody talking to you like this, if this is your conversation with your baby daddy is like, please, please protect yourself and your child at all costs. I don't give a fuck if he just saying that because he mad and, oh, he really don't feel like that. You're not him. You don't know what he feels. So guess what? You need to protect your child and yourself by any means, okay? So that means you seeing all the messages, keep that shit. Keep that shit. Go your ass to court. Make sure that you have all your rights. Ain't no way in hell the motherfucker can ever get them or, you know, take over or fuck that. And I'm not for the bitter shit. That wouldn't even be no shit where you bitter. You would not, I promise you, you would not be bitter in that situation. If you decided, you know what, I'm going to take my child or children and, hey, that's it for that motherfucker. Fuck him. He don't exist. I can't even lie. I can't. It's just very, that's very hard to, like, lady, I don't know. I don't even know how old this chick is, but I'm hoping that she's young. Like, she real young. Because if you my age or older, you definitely, come on now, you gotta know better than that. Than to be asking somebody who talking to you like that to keep your kids. And it's for it to be his child and he talking like that. Fuck that. Fuck it. You're going to have to find something else. You're going to have to find another way. Because that ain't the way, baby. One, he just said he's not keeping him at all. I don't want shit to do with him or you. And even he even said it himself. Why would you force him on me and I don't want him? Ladies, that's not the way. I know, that's why I had to say that. I know I'm not a mother because I know a lot of people love to say off right off the bat and try to kill people right out the park with, are you a parent? Baby, it don't matter. A lot of shit is common sense. That's common sense right there. And she said he mad because she living her best life. I don't think it's that. I think he just don't give a fuck about, obviously, anybody but himself. A person who talking like that, I wouldn't be surprised if he said fuck his own mama. You get what I'm saying? Because you're saying fuck your own child. Or you never know. Again, I know a lot of people might be like, well, you never know. It's two sides to every story. Maybe he don't want to be around because, you know, she just a thought that he fucked on. And maybe he don't believe that the child is really his. Either way, come on now. Person talking like that is definitely disrespectful, period. And she is disrespecting herself by even, you know what I mean, feeling like that's what she got to deal with. All because you need a babysitter. That's another thing. Like, for real. And I think that really pissed me off so much because I got little nieces and nephews of my own. And I would never want any of they, you know, they moms or dads doing some shit like that. Fuck that. Don't nobody want to watch your kids, then you going to have to figure some shit out. That's just what the fuck it is. Yeah, it's fucked up. But don't ever feel comfortable just dropping your kids off anywhere just because you need a fucking babysitter. And hopefully whoever, and me, I'm the type where I'm thinking like, well, shit, hopefully whoever you drop them off with to go to the bar the other night, they were somebody safe. You know what I mean? Like, I'm really hoping that she not one of those ladies. I'm really hoping that she not one of those ladies who just kind of like, oh my God, somebody get my child, anybody, somebody here, and I'm going to just drop them off. That's not right. Don't be that, because I don't got no respect. I don't got no respect for them mothers. Sorry. No can do. Don't respect it. But ladies, y'all going to have to let me know what y'all think about that situation. I just say the whole thing is just a fucking mess. Yes, the dude is out of order. No ifs, ands, or buts. That's not even something that I have to ask y'all. I'm just saying what y'all think about the whole entire situation. Because it's just too many, and I'm seeing so much of situations like this. It's just so fucked up. Now, this has been going on forever. We already know that. I mean, it's not like people back in the day ain't have to go through baby daddy, baby mama issues. But this, it just seemed like it get worse and worse. And the way that motherfucker sound, it sound like he sound like one of those people who you hear about in a damn news article doing something harmful to a kid. You know what I mean? He just do. He don't give a fuck about a kid, period, or a woman. So if that's your baby daddy, I don't give a fuck who he is to that child. I don't care if he was his uncle, none of that. Don't have your kid around him. Don't beg for your ladies. It's just time. We so good at bossing up. I'm gonna give us a compliment. All right. We very great at bossing up. A lot of us are. But for you ones out there who ain't started yet, please try with all your might. Please. If you work hard, work hard. Try to get you some daycare. Preferably a great daycare, a good one. Try to get you some child care. If you know what I mean, if daycare is too expensive, if you can afford child care, please sign up for it. Don't be lazy. Don't bullshit. Stop thinking that, oh, as long as your child is with a family member. No. I'm sorry, but that's just reality. Stop thinking that. A lot of people don't want shit to do with kids, but they might watch them because, oh, I'm getting some money, or, oh, because I'm a fucking pedophile, so this is great for me. Opportunity. You know, stop. Okay? Y'all got to try a little bit harder. That's all I'm saying. But this situation is just super fucked up. It's super fucked up. Like, I'm glad she shared that with everybody. You know what I mean? Because it's just another way to get to see just how crazy people are. But at the same time, it's like, as long as you ain't expecting Facebook to help you out. Because, baby, we you know what I mean? We can be listening ears and try to give advice and things like that, but or some people gonna judge or some people gonna make fun of the situation or whatnot. But long as you really try to do some shit about it, do not keep forcing. Do not keep trying to force somebody into your child's life. It is what it is. At this point, you're gonna have to accept the fact that they don't give a fuck. It's not you saying I accept it as in I'm okay with it, but I accept it as in I accept that that's who you are and who you are choosing to be. And I'm going to accept the fact that I have to protect my child at all costs and just make sure that if my child is not in my care, that they are with somebody who is just as good of a, you know, of a person as I am, period. We just got to do better with that. That's some ratchet ass shit too. Mm-mm-mm. So ratchet. And like I said, I hope for the young lady, for her part, I'm hoping to God that she is not one of those chicks who's just throwing her child on any and everybody, especially to go and do some bullshit, like go out. I really hope not. I can't say I ain't seen it before. I can't say I ain't seen that before. You know, I know some people who have done so. But it ain't even about that. Ladies, for real. I know we gotta have our us time. I know we do, but don't just do it. That ain't how you do it. You ain't gotta lie and just throw your kid on anybody just to be a, not, it's not worth it. Not to go and shake your ass or nothing. No. So hopefully she was back, you know, really needed a babysitter for something important. But even if she, you know, important or not, you was asking the wrong person. So that's where you was, that's where she went wrong at in the situation. And, you know, since it's been a while, I got another scenario that I wanted to read to y'all too for Girls Love Talk. I said for Girls Love Talk, for the Ladies What Y'all Think segment. Now, this one is showing a conversation. This I got from the Shade Room. It was basically a text message conversation, and it had hashtag what you gonna text back. Now, ladies, y'all, of course, y'all, I want y'all to tell me, you know, y'all thoughts about it, or, you know, what y'all response would be. So, this is the text between, two different ladies. A lady who was getting married, and a lady who, I guess, was going to be a part of the wedding, a friend of hers. So, the lady who's getting married goes, "Can I ask a favor?" The other lady responds, "Good morning, what's up?" She goes, "I don't mean to sound weird, but can you not wear makeup for my wedding?" Then the other lady goes, "Why? I don't wear makeup regardless, but isn't everyone else getting their makeup done?" Then she goes, "Yeah, but I don't want you to outshine me and not get your hair done." And then the other lady responds, "And not get your hair done. So you want me to be in a formal dress with my hair natural and no makeup?" Then she goes, "Yes, please. Are you okay with that? Because it should be about me that day, and I don't want anyone to look better." And so, of course, in the caption, Shade Room was asking, you know, how would y'all respond? So, of course, this is Ladies What Y'all Think, so I would have to ask what y'all think on this. Now, for me, oh my God, I would have been tripping out the whole time somebody was texting me some shit like that, because, for one, I am a married lady. And did I ask anybody to not try to outshine me? No, I didn't. Nah, I didn't. I just feel like, because I feel like that's something that should already be known. Like, I feel like if she was asking anybody, like, for her to be asking that person that, it just is, that mean to me, that's obviously a person who you, like, feel some type of way about. Like, you must don't trust them. Like, you must feel like they have tried to outshine you on a couple of different occasions or something. So my thing is, why even have somebody who you feel like that, or even a little bit about like that, in your wedding? Like, why? And then on top of that, even if you even if that's the real reason why you didn't want them to not wear the makeup or get their hair like done, I feel like you shouldn't have said that. The fact that you said, it's my day, it's about me, I don't want anybody to look better, that's some insecure ass shit. So slap yourself in the forehead, because you sound very trash. Like, you sound weak as fuck. That was stupid as hell. I'm not saying you can't have no insecurities, but baby, your insecurities are, ooh, through the roof. How you gonna tell, obviously this is a friend or family member if they're in your wedding, and you gonna fucking tell them don't get their hair done or makeup? Like, who, first of all, Anyway, hell, I'm gonna be at somebody's wedding, or I wouldn't even necessarily want to be a, you know, just a guest at a wedding, and I can't have my hair done or nothing. Like, what? Huh? So I don't get that, ladies. Y'all gotta get this shit together. Y'all have to. You're in a wedding, like. And then my other thing is too, like, what do you mean not get your hair done? So what the fuck, I'm supposed to show up and I'm in the wedding and I can't, what you mean not get your hair done? So what, I'm supposed to wear a fucking bun or put my shit into, brush it into a ponytail or something? Like, I don't get that. I would have had to make a phone call after reading that shit. Like, okay, I respect your wishes, baby, I do, but it's just like, I don't understand the place you're coming from. You may not have been trying to be nasty about it, but you are, because you're saying, like, you don't want nobody trying to outshine you. It's all about you. We know it's about you, duh. So I feel like if she was saying, for her to say that, obviously that person that she was talking to must be a person who she feel like has done so in the past, or has, or she's seen them do that shit to somebody else. Because why else would you just say some shit like that to somebody? Unless you didn't say that to everybody. But even that don't make it no better. You just look insecure as fuck. You look insecure as fuck. How about you just come with your best, period? It's your wedding. Like, bitch, that's your day where you're supposed to be feeling like a fucking queen anyway. You know what I mean? Like, damn. Get your fucking hair done how you want it. Get your nails how you want it. Make sure you picked out the dress that you loved. Like, all of that, so that you don't have to feel like, damn, somebody at my wedding looking better than me. Like, why is that going through your head? My response, I can't even say how exactly what my response would be. I can't even say exactly, because I don't know. I don't know how it exactly would be. I just know I would get so irritated in the trying to text him back that I would have to call him straight up, because nah, you go, I just gotta, you know, there's some shit you have to hear the person talking so that you can get exactly where the fuck they're coming from. What are they getting at? What do they mean? And, you know, there's something about hearing a person say some shit sometimes that's way different than text message. Now, I wouldn't be so quick to try to cuss them out, but I would be, it depends. Because going the route she was going, it just seemed like she was getting slicker at the mouth and slicker at the mouth. It's my day, it should be about me. Bitch, if you don't get your fucking nervous, if you gonna be nervous about anything on your wedding day, it definitely shouldn't be about who gonna look better than you. You worrying about that is definitely you need a shot. You need a shot or something, baby. You need what you need? Some Hennessy? Some what? Somebody get this bitch a double shot, because she's tripping. Okay? Like, you should already have your hair, your nails and all of that shit picked out. Like, literally get what you want. That's one thing I can say, because I can speak from experience with it. You know, I have gotten married before, right? Now, that's one you know, piece of advice I can definitely give any lady who gets married. Get what the fuck you want. Okay? Please do that. It's very important that you do, because you want to be satisfied. You want to like what you wear. And most importantly, you want to like what you do, love what you about to do and how you about to look in it and all of that. Pick you a good makeup artist if you're doing makeup. All that. But I just feel like you shouldn't even have to tell nobody what the fuck to wear. Like, let them, especially if they in your wedding, I feel like, yeah, let them get their makeup done, let them get their hair done. You could have just had rules. Like, for me, I had rules, but no, I wasn't going crazy on people. But yes, I wanted everybody to wear makeup. One of my cousins, she wasn't into makeup. She doesn't wear makeup at all, but she, you know, respected my wish, and she still went through with it, and shout out to her for that. I appreciate that to this day, because, you know what I mean, it's just about respecting people's wishes and understanding that if something is too much for you, you're gonna let them know. If it's not, then you gonna roll with it. And I appreciate her for rolling with it. You know what I mean? We tried out different looks. The makeup artist we had was really great. She, you know, worked with us on, you know, different stuff. She let us know, like, well, how do you think about this? Do you want your lips like this? Blah, blah, blah. You know, so it is what it is. I feel like if you don't have all these cameras and you have people in your face and shit, of course y'all got to get pictures. So what's wrong with a little bit of makeup here and there? You could just say, like, you could just literally had some meetings. You know, and I'm all about order and organization too. So literally had a meeting with your girls and been like, hey, this is the type of makeup styles I would like for y'all. Something light, but, you know, a nice beat, like natural looking beat. Yeah, as far as hair wise, I would like between this style or this style. You know, just give them like two different styles because, hey, everybody's hair is different, blah, 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 whatever. Period. That way you already know what they doing with their look. And you already know what you doing with your look. You ain't even got to tell them what you doing with your look if you don't want to. If you don't want to, you know. And big deal, everybody know this day is about you. You the one who up there wearing the beautiful gown. Okay? You the one who up there getting that rock on your hand. And this is your day. Period. There's no way people aren't going to know this is your day. I just feel like, yeah, baby girl, yeah, that's, you showed, we all got insecurities, but that one right there, that's just a little bit too much, three much, so yeah, ladies, y'all let me know what y'all think about that, and that's not even something, that situation right there is not even something that I ain't never even heard of, because there's a lot of people out there who feel like that, who always, like, kind of got this competitive mindset, or just really highly insecure like that, so. Y'all have to let me know what y'all think about that. Of course, you guys, if you are an active listener or a new listener, let me say this. I say that all the time. I say it all the time. But I'm going to say it again. If you would like to comment on any of the topics you hear me talking about on my episodes, please do so on the Instagram for Girls Love Talk Podcast or on the Facebook page for Girls Love Talk Podcast. That's Girls Love Talk on Facebook and on Instagram. You can go on there, you can comment on any topic you heard me discuss, and depending on whatever platform you listen from, whether it's Anchor, Spotify, Google Podcasts, iHeartRadio, you know what I mean? It's about 7 different platforms Girls Love Talk is on. So one of the things I love to mention too is that if you listen from Anchor, you're able to leave me voice messages, which I think is so awesome. And I would love to hear some from my listeners so that y'all can just tell me what y'all think about the episodes or just comment on anything that y'all heard me talk about or just, hey, Taylor, what's up? I like this episode or I liked when you talked about this or this is how I feel about that. Please let me know. The interactions with my listeners would be great. Great, 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 great. I am not like that and I don't bite. But yeah, ladies, y'all let me know what y'all think on those topics. So ladies, that wraps up this episode of Girls Love Talk Podcast with your host, Taylor Marie. I want to say thank you to my active listeners as always and my new listeners who pop in and out. You know, if you only heard one episode or a couple, thank you for listening in. It's appreciated. Of course, y'all know y'all can make sure to go and follow the Facebook page and the Instagram page for Girls Love Talk Podcast just so that y'all are in tune with, you know, every episode and when episodes are dropping. Also use those, you know, those pages to be able to talk with me on, you know, y'all thoughts on any of the episodes that y'all have listened to and, you know, y'all thoughts and opinions on things because I would love to get that. And interaction with y'all is very important to me. If you do listen through Anchor, you are able to leave me voice messages. I think that's really cool. So make sure that y'all checking that out too. Make sure that y'all are subscribed on either Anchor, iHeartRadio, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Breaker, Radio Public, So that's about a good 6-7 platforms for y'all to listen in from. Tell a friend, tell a couple friends, cousins, whoever, what y'all think about the podcast. Let them listen. Make sure y'all sharing some shit y'all see online, Support your girl. I love what I do, and, I do feel like it's, what I talk about is things that others, might want to hear too. So make sure that y'all are showing it some love. If you are a person who would like to be a guest on any of the episodes, please let me know. Reach out to me in the DMs. I will respond. You don't have to necessarily be a business owner or anything like that, but, if you are and you got, something you want me to, add in some sponsors, just promote, your product or anything or business that you're doing, let me know. We can talk about, some sponsorship. The sponsorship is always great for your girl. And again, ladies, thank y'all for listening in. Be safe out there. Protect your kids if you're a mom. Protect yourself. Protect your family and friends. Make sure that your relationships with family and friends is healthy too. And if it's not, if it's too toxic, if it's just crazy like any of those scenarios I talked about, that you know to walk away from them too. Don't force anything, all right? So make sure y'all have a safe week and be blessed. And I'm your girl, Taylor Marie, signing out. All right, now.